Here we are, the young contender, scrappy, controversial, has an impressive reach. Devil Radio 92.7.
Radio.com.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dan of Monona, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Dan?
Well, I was just, you're naming all of the things Biden's got done in the 2 years, but is he going to get, do you think, what are his chances of getting some
I can't really hear you. Yep. Can you take it off of, voicemail and just say it again? I didn't hear that.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I sure can. Thank you.
All right. What are the chances of Biden getting some, like, good FDR stuff done? Is that, like, minimum wage? How about health care for everybody? Fixing the housing issues, stuff like that. Do you think you can get that done?
It's a very good question. And here's the thing. Remember, FDR, when he came in, was in the middle of a depression. And people, some people questioned whether the country could continue and hang together. So he had more leeway. If you ask, do I think that Biden can get universal health care in single payer in his administration? I wouldn't say no, but I would tell you that that's a stretch, quite frankly. On the other hand, he's effectively doing that by this new bill is going to add health care to millions of people. Virtually anybody can get, they absolutely can get health care through the Affordable Care Act, and they'll get their premium subsidized. So that's number one. Number two, when it's housing, he has put a lot more money into housing. I mean, at some point, if you look at the housing crisis in 1932, it was a lot worse than it is right now. So, yeah, I think he is a modern, FDR. And like FDR, he's fighting a fascist opponent in Europe. In this case, it's Putin. In Roosevelt's case, it was Hitler. But he's also fighting one in Asia, which is Xi. So thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate it. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Sure. Good morning. With the Wyoming election today, primary, excuse me, I can't believe that Liz Cheney has a chance, but here's where she really has a chance. Boy, is there a lot of talk about her running for president in 2024. I think that it's a double-edged sword. She's going to lose today, but the other side of the sword is she's got a shot of it then. The last but not least, Newsmax and Fox has decided to stamp the FBI as defunded and just a horrible organization. They got to be called out for that. They got to be called out. They're basically saying, we want our government to be overthrown. We want our politicians to direct what should be done, not the government. As far as they have confused this issue in the minds of these Trump believers, that we have to straighten it out. Because if we do, Biden's going to get reelected. We know that. Thanks, and wait to hear your thoughts. Have a good day, Matt.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, two things. I have a theory on Liz Cheney. I'm a huge fan of hers. Right now, she's 30 points down in the polls in Wyoming. So, yeah, she's going to lose that, but she has a lot of integrity. If she runs, here's a problem for Liz Cheney. She hasn't been able to even campaign because of death threats in Wyoming. So, in other words, her opponent will go to a fish fry or a barbecue somewhere. Liz can't go. And but on the other hand, if she runs for president 2 years from now, she'd be a strong candidate, but she's going to run into the Trump stuff. What I would say is if I were a Republican nominee for president in 2024, I would make her my vice presidential candidate because she doesn't have to campaign for that. And once he's the nominee, he doesn't have to worry about Trump. And I think that might be her ticket into the big time. And I hope it is. I think she's terrific. On the other stuff, you're absolutely right. And it's the Republican congressmen that are ginning up this anti-FBI stuff. They are jeopardizing the lives of FBI agents. Somebody's going to get killed. And there was a guy in Cincinnati who did get killed, but this time it was the shooter. And Trump basically misled that guy. And so did the Republican congressman. So this is, you know, my advice. I mean, then it's not going to be taken. My statement to Republican congressman, shut up. Are you Americans or not? Shut up. The FBI is one of the strongest and has the highest integrity of all our institutions. Just shut up. These guys are executing a search warrant that a federal judge and an attorney general told them to. Period. End of story. Thanks for calling, Bill. Dave of California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dave?
Oh, thanks, Matt. A couple of things. As you were talking about, Trump out there in Wyoming, do I remember right, in the second episode of the January 6th hearings, they said that the Donald Trump Defense Fund was basically an illegal operation, that he had raised $250 million that they could tell with an operation that had no state charter, it had no tax number, no federal tax number, no interstate commerce tax number, and he had raised $250 million from this emergency defense fund. Now, you know, if you've got a district attorney running for office, usually district attorneys try to issue consumer alerts. Now, has anybody done a consumer alert on the phony Trump defense fund, warning the public not to give money to this operation until they get a tax number? So if you think about Wyoming, Wyoming must be covered with these fools that are donating money to someplace.
Right.
They're getting shafted. And they're just, you know, suckers for the con artist. And it would be an easy, any DA in any county out there could be using that as a campaign issue. Do not donate money to this phony operation till they get a tax number. And, you know Trump's not going to do it. I mean, did they actually lift his passport? Trump's passport, when they raided there, have they lifted his passport now?
Well, they gave it back to him because it was in a box with classified documents, so they took the whole box, but they're not deeming him a flight risk yet. If he gets indicted, he will be a flight risk. So thanks a lot for calling, Dave. I agree with you 100%. Great points. Gary of Sussex, there's 1 minute to go, so you have 30 seconds, Gary. Jump in.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, hey, yesterday I mentioned something about Joe Biden not making it because 75% of people, Democrats, don't like him. But I got somebody that I think you guys might have, Liz Cheney. She could switch parties and go over to the Democratic side. I don't think that Liz Cheney is a
bad
person.
Okay, thanks for the advice, Gary. I'm going to pass it on to her. I'm coming to the end of the show, unfortunately. Call earlier next time. Great show today. Great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.